أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. إن المتقين في جنات وعيون آخذين ما آتاهم ربهم إنهم كانوا قبل ذلك محسنين. Yesterday, the beginning of the surah, Surah Dhariyat, with great aspects of Allah's great Qudrat, Allah took qasams, four types of qasams, and then Allah Ta'ala mentioned that the day of Qiyamah is a reality, and then Allah Ta'ala mentioned about what the non-believers will be going through on the day of Qiyamah and what the punishment will be. And as it is the nature of the Quran Sharif, it always balances both sides. Now the Quran Sharif explains on the other side, for those people who were righteous and believed in Allah Ta'ala, the believers, what they will get. إِنَّ الْمُتَّقِينَ فِي جَنَّاتٍ وَعُيُونَ البتہ درنے والے باغوں میں ہیں اور چشموں میں. However, those who feared Allah Ta'ala, who observed His command, believed in Allah Ta'ala as Allah is to be believed in, and they fulfilled the commandments of Allah Ta'ala to the best of their ability, for those people there will be gardens beneath and there will be fountains. Those will be beautiful mansions there in those gardens, beneath which rivers will be flowing, and there will be beautiful fountains for them as well. آخِذِينَ مَا آتَاهُمْ رَبُّهُمْ لَيْتَ هِجُدْيَا أُنْكُ أُنْكِ رَبْنِ. And they will be always taking and enjoying all that what Allah is giving, will be giving to them. That will be all the other ni'mats of the food, the fruit, the woman, and the greatest of all will be to see Allah Ta'ala and to meet with Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala. So they will be continuously taking of all these great ni'mats. إِنَّهُمْ كَانُوا قَبْلَ ذَلِكَ مُحْسِنِينَ. And why is this? Why is Allah giving them this great rewards and this great enjoyment? وَتَهُ اُسْسَ پَهْلَ نَيْكِ وَالِ. They were before that in this world righteousness. Muhsinin either refers to that they had the quality of ihsan, that is, they believed in Allah Ta'ala as though they saw Allah. By seeing the Qudrat of Allah Ta'ala everywhere around us, within ourselves also, a person sees Allah. And the others, they were doing ihsan, they were doing favors upon other people. The namazes were also with concentration and devotion, and they had feelings for other fellow people, as the ayats in front explain that what their nature is and what this muhsineen mean, what qualities these muttaqeen had, this quality of ihsan which they had. Kanu qaleelam min al-layli ma yahja'oon. Uthe raat ko thora sote. They used to sleep a little bit at night, spend their time in the ibadat of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, making Allah's ibadat, tahajjud, tilawat, zikr, du'as, etc. وَبِالْأَسْحَارِ هُمْ يَسْتَغْفِرُونَ. اور صبح کے وقتوں میں معافی مانگتے. And then in the morning time, when it was now what is called the tahajjud time, the last part of the night just before Sehri, at that time then they used to engage in istighfar and tawbah, that Ya Allah, we could not fulfill your rights. Though they spent little time in sleeping, more time in the ibadat of Allah, but still they felt guilty about it. And this is the quality of the believers. When they see what is required of them, and Allah's great awe and Allah's great position, they feel guilty. Whatever good they have done, they still feel guilty. And when they look at the people of the wrongdoers, then they make shukr to Allah that you saved us from all this haram and all this wrong. You saved us from kufr, you saved us from shirk, you saved us from all the other evil things. So these are those people who make istighfar at that time. And another quality of that, they are kind towards people. وَفِي أَمْوَالِهِمْ حَقٌّ لِلسَّائِلِ وَالْمَحْرُومِ. اور ان کے مال میں حصہ تھا مانگنے والوں کا اور ہارے ہوئے. And in their wealth they've made a share for those people who are beggars and those people who haven't got what the basic necessities of life. So they, like we make a budget, so much for my rental, so much for my groceries, so much for my water and lights. They make a budget so much for the poor and the needy also. These are those muhsineen who make this budget, that regularly, that where we have to spend, we have to spend on these people also. Also it is narrated that a sail, a beggar, is not a person who goes door to door and people give him 5 rand, 10 rand. But a beggar is that person who does not talk of his necessities. He keeps quiet. And that is, the muhsineen are those who look for such people. Who are those people who are in need? And then they go and help those people. And those who are deprived of the basic necessities of life, they help them. And that also, mashallah, where there are many other organizations helping the needy and the destitute, there are many people around in our country also, many organizations. And whenever such occasions come, we should make it a share in our wealth. That is one shareholder in our wealth, that we must help out the poor and the needy, all the good causes. وَفِي الْأَرْضِ آيَاتٌ لِلْمُوْقِنِينَ اور زمین میں نشانیاں ہیں یقین کرنے والوں کے لیے. And Allah has put so many of His signs to believe in Allah Ta'ala. The rising of the sun, the setting of the sun, all this can't just be happening automatically and be programmed for so many years it is happening. And then the coming of the season, summer, winter, etc., the heavens and the earth, the rivers and the mountains, all these things are very, very clear signs of the existence of Allah and the Qudrat of Allah Ta'ala. وَفِي أَنفُسِكُمْ أَفَلَا تُبْصِرُونَ. And Allah says, if you are tired of looking around you everywhere, then look in yourself, you will see Allah Ta'ala. If you see what your eyes you see, and see who made these eyes, and who are maintaining them, there is no every 6 months going for a service of the eyes, every 6 months service of the nose, of the tongue, etc. All these things are functioning. Allah alone is the creator. And one of the greatest miracles of Allah Ta'ala, which we all witness, is a newborn baby. How that little baby and everything of it is functioning. And then in front of our eyes, and we in front of our parents' eyes, how we grew up. And how they saw the changes coming in this little child all the time. And all these are the signs of Allah. And if a person studies further, and he studies how the heart functions, how the lungs function, how the kidneys function, the various parts of the body, outwardly how the hands, legs are functioning, how the mouth functions when we are eating, all that is clear, clear signs of Allah Ta'ala, which are within ourselves. أفلا تبصرون وفي السماء رزقكم وما توعدون. اور آسمان میں ہے روزی تمہاری اور جون سے وعدہ کیا گیا. And your روزی is in the heavens, and all that which you are promised is in the heavens. Like that it appears that it is on earth, we get our food, etc., from the earth. But the declaration and the decree, the order of it is from the heavens, from the skies. Like, for example, from the dispatch office, they give you a note that you can get your goods, but then you go to the storeroom and you pick up your goods from there. So like that, the decree is by Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, and then Allah Ta'ala puts it on the earth, and man gets his rosy here. So whatever we want, we should actually be making our connection with the office. If we go to the dispatch and we haven't got a slip that we have to collect so much of this and so much of that, they will refuse to issue our goods. We must first go to the office where, pay for it, get it. So like that, we have to first make our connection with Allah Ta'ala. And then the dispatch will take place here on this earth. So these are all clear signs of Allah Ta'ala. وَفِي السَّمَاءِ رِزْقُكُمْ could also mean that from the heavens the rains fall. And when the rains fall, things start growing. Animals also start flourishing. Crops start growing. Everything. So our rosy comes from on top, from Allah. We are looking for it at the bottom, whereas the rosy is coming from on top. وَفَوَرَبِّ السَّمَاءِ وَالْأَرْضِ إِنَّهُ لَحَقٌ. سو قسم ہے رب آسمان اور زمین کی کہ یہ بات تحقیق ہے. سو دس از اے قسم. آفٹر دس کلیئر سائنس دیر از نو نیڈ ٹو ٹیک اے قسم آلسو. بٹ اللہ ہمسیلف ٹیکس قسم اینڈ ہی ٹیکس قسم آف ہمسیلف دا کریئٹر نریش سسٹینر of the heavens and the earth, he is 100% true. When a Bedouin read this ayat, he was shocked and amazed. He said that when the Allah's signs are so clear, why does Allah himself still have to take a qasam to say that he is the truth, he is absolute, he is reality. Everyone can see it. Even a blind person can see the existence of Allah Ta'ala. Everyone can see the existence of Allah Ta'ala. So in so much detail and with so much clarity and transparency, Allah has proved His existence. And it is for man to believe in Allah, put his trust in Allah, fear Allah Ta'ala, and develop the qualities of Ihsan. أَفَلَا تُبْصِرُ مثل ما انکم تنطقون. یہ بات تحقیق ہے جیسے کہ تم بولتے ہو. And the reality of the existence of Allah, and that Allah is there, and the whole functioning and system of the world is carrying on by Allah Ta'ala, is just like we know when we talk, we are talking. Like we can hear one another, you can hear yourself, you know you are talking. How you are 100% sure. When you tell somebody, I told you, can't you hear, didn't you hear, you weren't listening, I told you, you are convinced you told the person. Like that, Allah is 100% true. There is no doubt in the existence of Allah Ta'ala. So in these ayat, Allah explained what some of the great ni'mats which Allah has kept for the believers, who they are, what their qualities are, and we should aspire to acquire that. A Sahabi radiallahu ta'ala anhu says that when I read about the qualities of the people of Jannah, I feel myself far short from that. And that is a good thing, that a person doesn't get pride in him. He feels all the time that I'm not worth, I'm very far away still, I haven't done anything still. But when I see the people of Jahannam, I make shukr to Allah. So that will that Allah saved me from kufr, He saved me from shirk, for example, from alcohol, drugs, etc. All these things Allah saved us. We make shukr. In that way, pride won't come in a person, nor will despondency come in a person. And a person won't get depressed on the other side. He will be exactly in the middle, which is where we are required to be. Al-Imanu bayn al-khawfi wal-raja. Iman lies between the fear of Allah and hope in the mercy of Allah Ta'ala. Wa akhir da'wana.